Michael Snyder, Economic Collapse Blog. The future is here, and if you enjoy being dominated by control freaks, you are going to love it. Digital identification is one of the primary areas the globalists are focusing on right now, and as you will see below, the radical changes that are now being proposed are extremely scary. But most Americans have no idea that any of this is happening. Instead, many of them are obsessing over the relatively meaningless dramas that our corporate news outlets are constantly pushing. Meanwhile, the globalists are achieving their goals at lightning speed, and there is hardly any resistance at all. The following are 8 signs that the futuristic control freak agenda of the globalists is rapidly moving forward. Number 1. Starting in September, the EU will mandate that all member states offer a digital identity wallet to all of their citizens and businesses. The European Union will mandate digital identity under EIDAS 2.0, which will go into effect in September 2023 and ensure all member states offer a digital identity wallet, DIW, to citizens and businesses. According to the European Commission, at least 80% of citizens should be able to use a digital ID solution to access key public services by 2030. Number 2. A system of digital fingerprints for Americans suddenly become Barack Obama's biggest issue. Former President Barack Obama suggested in a new interview the development of digital fingerprints to combat misinformation and distinguish between true and misleading news for consumers. Obama sat down with his former White House senior advisor David Axelrod for a conversation on the latter's podcast, The Axe Files, on CNN Audio. During the interview, Axelrod noted he's seen misinformation, disinformation, and deepfakes targeting Obama. Number 3. A UN policy brief that you can find right here is proposing a global system of digital identification that is linked to our bank accounts. Digital IDs linked with bank or mobile money accounts can improve the delivery of social protection coverage and serve to better reach eligible beneficiaries. Digital technologies may help to reduce leakage, errors, and costs in the design of social protection programs. Number 4. The World Health Organization has adopted the European Union, EU, system of digital COVID-19 certification, and plans to transform it into a global system. In June 2023, WHO will take up the European Union, EU, system of digital COVID-19 certification to establish a global system that will help facilitate global mobility and protect citizens across the world from ongoing and future health threats, including pandemics. This is the first building block of the WHO Global Digital Health Certification Network, GDHCN. That will develop a wide range of digital products to deliver better health for all. Building on the EU's highly successful digital certification network, WHO aims to offer all WHO member states access to an open-source digital health tool, which is based on the principles of equity, innovation, transparency and data protection and privacy, said Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, WHO Director General. New digital health products in development aim to help people everywhere receive quality health services quickly and more effectively. Number 5. Federal agencies in the United States have been purchasing massive amounts of information about U.S. citizens from data brokers, and we are being warned that such information could potentially be used for blackmail, stalking, harassment, and public shaming. Federal agencies are secretly accumulating mountains of data that could be used for blackmail, stalking, harassment and public shaming of American citizens. That allegation doesn't come from a pink-haired civil liberties fanatic. It's in a new report for the nation's chief spymaster, Avril Haines. Number 6. It has been revealed that the Pentagon has been using very creepy online tools in order to covertly track, locate and identify anyone expressing dissent or even dissatisfaction with the actions of the U.S. military and its leadership. In a shocking report published by The Intercept on June 17, details have emerged of a U.S. national security surveillance strategy to covertly track, locate and identify anyone expressing dissent or even dissatisfaction with the actions of the U.S. military and its leadership. The measures, undertaken by the Army Protective Services Battalion, fall under their remit of safeguarding top generals from assassination, kidnapping, injury or embarrassment. Number 7. As I discussed yesterday, the UN has developed a global fact-checking system known as iVerify, in conjunction with big tech companies and Soros-funded organizations. The goal is to be able to police disinformation and hate speech all over the planet. The United Nations has unveiled an automated fact-checking service to counter so-called disinformation and hate speech on the internet in a project partnered with big tech and Soros-funded organizations. in response to what they brand as online information pollution, which they claim is a global challenge, the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, has launched its iVerify platform to counter alleged disinformation and hate speech online. Number 8. The IMF is publicly admitting that it is constructing a global CBDC platform for all of the national central bank digital currencies that will soon be rolled out. During a presentation at a conference in Morocco, Kristalina Georgievahe, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, announced that the global body is working hard on the concept of a global CBDC platform. Georgieva declared that central bank digital currency S need to be interoperable between countries, noting, if we are to be successful, CBDCs could not be fragmented national propositions. To have transactions more efficient and fairer, we need systems that connect countries, Georgieva continued, adding, in other words, we need interoperability. If you can read through that entire list without becoming extremely alarmed, I don't know if there is any hope for you. The globalists are building a worldwide digital control grid which would potentially give them unprecedented power over the lives of every man, woman and child on the entire planet. Under such a system, if you insist on being a rebel, your access to the digital system could be revoked completely. What would you do then? How would you survive if you could not buy, sell, get a job or open a bank account? The extremely advanced technology that we possess today has allowed us to do a lot of really good things, but it also has the potential to be used to impose tyranny on a global scale. We must resist these changes that the globalists are trying to impose on us. Unfortunately, most Americans are not even talking about these changes, and that is because the mainstream media is telling them to focus on other things. Michael's new book entitled End Times is now available in paperback and for the Kindle on Amazon.com, and you can check out his new Substack newsletter right here.